Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the branch for all to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with James Walker of the Brass Tap. And the Brass Tap is an upscale craft beer and wine bar celebrated for its more than 300 varieties of imports, local craft beers, and large selection of premium wines and cigars. And that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where for 5 years we've been asking the franchipreneurs a one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with James Walker of the Brass Tap. And the Brass Tap is an upscale craft beer and wine celebrated for its more than 300 varieties of imports, local craft beers, and a large selection of premium wines and cigars. Hey, James, how you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, that's great, James. James, you always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from our corporate office in lovely Tampa, Florida.
Ah, wonderful. How's the weather down there today? Is it cooling off a bit?
It is. We're on the beginning of a cold front, so we're in the mid-70s, which is actually very comfortable for us down here.
That's fantastic. That's great. So how did you get involved in all this, James? I mean, what were you doing, you know, before joining or starting the Brass Tap?
Sure. You know, my day job, if you will, is I'm chief development officer for Beef O'Brady's, and
uh-huh.
Beef O'Brady's acquired the rights to the brass tap back in June of this year. So I'm still involved with Beef O'Brady's, and now I'm happy to say part of my my day-to-day responsibility is also overseeing the growth of the brass tap.
That's fantastic. And Beef O'Brady's, great franchise. You know, we've actually had them on the show several years ago, you know, and I've always been very impressed with them. So that's fantastic. So if we can jump a little to like maybe like the markets, you know, what markets you're going after, like how and why did you choose certain markets to target for your growth and development, James?
Sure. I would say initially the growth is happening kind of in two main areas. The first area would be those areas here in the state of Florida where there's already a brand awareness for the brass
mm-hmm.
tap. That's
right.
Driving a lot of leads and candidates, both candidates for franchise purchases
mm-hmm.
as well as candidates from a real estate standpoint here in the great state of Florida. Beyond Florida, I would say areas that fall into having very conspicuous demand for craft beers in general, so not
mm-hmm.
just craft beer bars, but markets like Austin, Texas, like Denver, Colorado,
right.
That are just known to have a very active craft beer society. Those markets we're seeing a lot of leads and interest in. So that's really where our target has been, specifically those two main areas.
That's great. Is there a way to paint the picture? I was on the website a couple days ago. Very impressive, by the way. But is there a way to like paint the picture or describe the brass tap for our listeners as far as, you know, like maybe who you guys are and what services you provide?
Absolutely. Our goal, simply put, is to provide a premium beer experience. And
uh-huh.
when we say a premium beer experience, we mean craft beers, highlighting local breweries, as well as unique craft brews, frankly, from around the world, served at the right temperature, in the right glassware, by a knowledgeable individual in a best-in-class facility that also provides entertainment. So that's really what we do. And, you know, best-in-class facility would include cigars,
mm-hmm.
live entertainment, as well as televised sporting events.
Wow. As I have to admit, when I was on the website, you know, and researching you guys, I said, wow, this would be a fun place to actually run. You know, it just it seems like a fun experience, you know, and that's really what I got out of it when I was researching you is it seems like it's a fantastic experience. What would you be looking for in your franchisees, like as far as like characteristics or traits, James?
Well, you know, we're obviously looking for people who are passionate about what they do. We would
uh-huh.
prefer to have individuals who have some retail business background.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't necessarily have to be in the restaurant industry, but people who are used to profit and loss statements, employee management. Because of the uniqueness of this craft beer movement in the United States, at least having some interest in craft brews
right.
is certainly a nice to have. And I can tell you we're about four discovery days into our ownership of the brass tap, and the vast majority of people who have come through, they're beer fans. We do a beer tasting
yeah.
as part of our discovery day process.
Wow.
And I can tell you there's nobody who's waving their hands and passing on that. It's an exciting part of the day.
That's fantastic. It must be a lot of fun, too, you know, the whole discovery days and, you know, the training, which we're going to get into as well. What about the location? I mean, what's the ideal location for the brass tap, and how much space would actually be required?
You know, we're looking probably for 2,500 to 3,000 square feet. It's an outside patio.
Okay.
The kind of locations we're looking for tend to be high traffic locations.
Mm,
so
right.
they could be retail or restaurant areas where you're already a destination, and we're really we're feeding off traffic that may already be there. So the fact
right.
that we are either no food or limited food and really are focused on this premium beer experience, means we could go into an area where the crowds are coming for existing restaurants, and at the end of their dining experience, they're looking for something to do with the rest of their evening, and that works really well for us. That's a great sales driver for us.
That's fantastic. How has the company grown since the first location has opened, James?
Sure. There's three locations open now.
Okay.
And I'm happy to say already, as I look across our plans for the end of this year and into early 2013, we've already got seven more openings planned.
Wow, that's great.
And I would say we're probably actively working with as many as a dozen candidates to solidify deals and locations beyond that. So I would say the growth has been very brisk. There's a lot of excitement around the category and then the brand, obviously, as well. So things are moving quickly.
That's fantastic. So how does the Brass Tap stand out amongst your competitors, James?
You know, that's a great question. And I'm happy to say that the founders did a great job of educating me. They set up meetings with some, what I would say, you know, beer geeks, beer aficionados, these craft
right.
beer drinkers that are just very passionate about what they do.
Yeah.
And I asked customers, our guests, really that same question. What is unique about the Brass Tap? And what came back was a number of things. One, again, this best-in-class facility and selection of craft beer, beers and brews. In addition to that, that the staff and management really had best-in-class knowledge. So they
yeah.
really knew what they were pouring, the histories of the beers. They were great at beer pairings or making suggestions. And then lastly, that as a brand, the Brass Tap supported local breweries. So these small craft breweries that are just getting started, the Brass Tap is quick to jump on board and help those breweries grow. So that's what I heard from customers, and I think that's that really encapsulates it well.
That's fantastic. There is such a difference, too, isn't there? Like when you have a craft beer, you know, versus a regular beer, there's just such a difference. You know, you're just like, wow, that's really fantastic. And, you know, it's interesting. I guess you know you should probably start franchising when, you know, your customers start saying, you know, do you guys franchise or, you know, I'd sure like to own one of these. Have you seen a large demand for franchise prospects, James?
We really have. I'm happy to say these four discovery days we've done have been, you know, at capacity. So a lot of interest, you know, across the United States and globally. And, you know, obviously the category drives that, the brand drives that.
Mm-hmm.
And while we haven't talked about it, I think another point of differentiation on the franchise side is the ownership of the Brass Tap. So here you have this, you know, young, new, exciting brand in this hot
right.
category, but you've got a 25-year-old parent company with a very seasoned management team behind it, of franchise, of development, of training professionals. So you're kind of getting the best of both worlds. You're getting something that's new and hot, but you've got leadership behind it that isn't
right.
left behind the ears. And I think that's another great point of differentiation. And I think that drives a lot of our candidates in here.
Absolutely. So jumping back to, like, maybe the industry, the craft beer industry, how has it changed over the last decade, would you say?
Well, first and foremost, there's a lot more craft breweries.
Right.
You know, you've probably heard the same numbers I have. You know,
mm-hmm.
the growth is staggering in the number of these breweries.
Yes.
I would say the offerings themselves have become much more unique and broad. You know, 10 years ago, you had people making IPAs and,
right.
and stouts and you know, things of that nature. And today, you've got, you know, cranberry flavored beer, blueberry
right.
flavored beer, a lot more, you know, higher density, higher alcohol beers. So the beers themselves have matured over the last 10 years, not just the marketplace and the category.
It's difficult to choose, isn't it, when you have so many choices today, too, you know? It's like, what do you pick, you know? It's just, it must be challenging for some of the customers. You want to try, you know, all the different flavors, so.
Well, you highlighted a great point. You know, that's, it is undaunting. When people come
yeah.
in and they 60 draft beers.
Yes.
I think that's where the importance of having, you know, a bartender or a server who can really ask you questions about what you like to drink,
right,
and then match up a beer that you're going to enjoy just based on what you tell them. And that's something we do really well. I'm always amazed at the staff at my local Brass Tap, which happens to be in Wesley Chapel, Florida. I can go in there and I can describe what I like to drink, and they'll do a great job at selecting items that I really enjoy. That's a true talent they have.
That's fantastic. So once you decide, you know, someone decides that they want to go forward with you guys, you like them, you know, they like you, what would the training be like for the new franchisees? Are they going to come down to, you know, corporate, or how does that work?
They are. We have a corporate training facility near the Tampa International Airport.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the training, the classroom portion, takes place here in our corporate offices. And then we have training restaurants in and around the greater Tampa area where they would actually train in a Brass Tap. There's nothing like that live exposure.
Right.
So they would expect to spend, 4 to 5 weeks really learning the ins and outs of how to run a Brass Tap as profitably and successfully as possible. One of the things I'd mentioned from a training standpoint, part of the support that we provide is the ongoing training or beer education. There's so much to know, and it changes every day about this industry and the beer offerings, that franchisees can expect that on an ongoing basis we're educating them about changes in new products.
I guess that's what keeps it exciting, too, isn't it? You know, is all the constant change that's taking place in this particular industry. It seems like a fun industry.
It absolutely is. It's a fun industry, very passionate people, and great customers. You know, it's a great place to be. I like to end my work week, leave the office here a little early on Friday, take my laptop and sit at a table in my local Brass Tap and just watch the customers enjoying and socializing and kind of pick up on that vibe. It's a great way to end my work week.
I imagine. Is it possible to describe a typical day for a franchisee? I mean, what that would be like, from the morning to, I guess you could say, the end of the day?
Sure. Most of our business, obviously, is in the evening. So their work day may begin around noon, would include, obviously, things like inventory, ordering of new products, ensuring that the location is ready to open, but also meetings with local craft beer brewers, trying to figure out ways that both the Brass Tap as well as the brewery can grow together, help each other out, if you will. Scheduling of entertainment, listening to bands, really getting to know what entertainment options are out there. But I'd say the most important piece is just overseeing that shift, making sure that we're providing that premium beer experience I keep talking about, making sure that our guests are just having a great experience and that they want to come back. That's the most important thing our franchisees and management can do.
That's well said. How has technology, I guess, played a role in this franchise, James? Like the big part, small part?
Well, today it provides a big part in the management of the business, from an inventory and ordering standpoint, and costing, making sure that our costs are under control and the businesses are as profitable as they can be. In the future, we're looking at technology, in particular mobile apps and social media, being a big part of how the Brass Tap interacts with its customers and how customers can interact with us, where they can tell us about new beers, they can rate beers, they can look for beers they've heard about, they can be alerted to new bands that they want to hear or maybe that they've heard of, when that might be at their local Brass Tap. So technology will play a big role in our customer interaction going forward.
Yeah, the technology is fascinating, isn't it? I mean, what you can do today compared to maybe a decade or two ago, you know, is really, it is quite fascinating. The majority of our listeners are, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs, James. You know, they have it in their mind that they want to buy a franchise. We find that many of them don't know where to even begin, you know, because there's just so many choices out there today. And, you know, you've been doing this a while. What would you say to them? What advice would you give to our listeners who are looking to buy a franchise?
Well, I think there's a number of things you need to look at. The category is probably first and foremost, whether you want to be in retail, the restaurant business, the craft beer business. Is it a category that is growing? Is it saturated? Or does it have opportunity for new players? I think
right.
that's very important. Second to that, is it something they're going to enjoy? Owning a franchise, whether it's the franchises that I represent or others, it's a lot of work. And I think it's important that a prospective candidate feels that they can really ensure that it's a labor of love and it's something that they're going to enjoy doing. I think those are kind of the initial things that you look at before you get under the hood. And then after that, it's really establishing a business plan and performa based on, you know, the unit-level economics and the actual locations that you're looking at.
That's well said. So do you plan on taking the brand international then, James? It sounds like it has that potential.
I can tell you we've last week we signed a location outside of Austin, Texas, in Round Rock, Texas, and we're talking to people, you know, as far north west as Seattle. We're talking to folks in California, Boston, as well as international. So I don't not only plan to take the brand internationally and across the United States, it's well underway.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, James, and all the other services that the Brass Tap provides? Any websites they should go to? Any numbers they should call?
The easiest way, and what we find most people do, is do a little web research. Go to ebrasstap.com, and we have a section that highlights the process for exploring the potential of becoming a franchisee. That's a great place to start.
Okay.
There's contact information for myself and the rest of the team here, and we're very open. We like questions. We like phone calls, emails. That's really the place to start.
That's fantastic, James. And the next time I'm down in that area, I'm definitely going to stop by and check the place out. I'd really like to invite you back next year as you guys continue to grow. Congratulations.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, James. Have a great day. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear, Great Quotes in Franchising. My name is Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and over the last 6 years, we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today you're going to get to hear a clip from David Ritterling of Visiting Angels. And we had David on our show quite a few years ago. And as many of you know, I usually go back and listen to the old shows and the new shows. And one of the questions that we frequently ask on the show is, what advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur looking to buy a franchise? And David had a wonderful analogy, and it's very short, but definitely noteworthy of making the Great Quotes and Franchising podcast. So here we go. This is David Ritterling of Visiting Angels with Great Quotes and Franchising.
Your last step. And so you can learn an awful lot about a caregiver when you know the right questions to ask.
The bottom line is that really gets to the core of the business, being a service business. If you have top caregivers and people who are passionate themselves, that's just going to, you know, reflect on the clients and, you know, continue growth for the company.
Well, it really does. And we've got clients now that have been with us for 6 years of our existence. And we've also have caregivers that have been with us for 6 years of our existence. And that just speaks loudly to the relationships and to the fact that we just love our caregivers, we love our care recipients, and we let them know that. And I think that's one thing that there's not enough affirmation in the marketplace. And when we can affirm people around us, they want to be a part of that.
That's fantastic. What advice, David, would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? The majority of our listeners are aspiring entrepreneurs.
Well, I think, again, due diligence is really important. But I think it's great to understand what you're good at, what your passions are, and what drives you in a certain direction. Certainly, the profit motive is always there. But I see a lot more success with people that really believe in what they're doing. And the other part that I heard earlier I totally agree with is that when you buy a franchise, you really want to be able to get into the boat and row along with everyone else. You want to be able to stay in sync with the system. You want to be able to follow the instructions the franchisor tells you because they're proven.
Right.
And if you feel like you're a rogue operator, that you want to do things your way, you're going to sort of swim upstream a little bit. And I would really urge everyone that's looking to do this, just do what they tell you to do. You're going to be successful.
I agree. Absolutely.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again next week with another edition of Franchise Interviews. Have a great day, everyone.